And we want to turn back to the big news story of the day out of Sydney, Australia. Heavily armed police storming a cafe and ending a 16-hour hostage standoff that played out in the media. The suspected gunman, Mon Haron Monis, an Iranian refugee and self-styled cleric with a long criminal history, had the hostages call radio DJs. Viewers watched on live television as groups of hostages escaped. Then, after the shootout, they watched hostages be carried out on stretchers and in the arms of rescuers. All of it tweeted out before CNN could catch up. On Monday, we look at stories through the prism of social media. Let's start with this one, which reverberated through cyberspace. Annie Colbert is viral content editor at the news and social media website Mashable. She's at the NPR studios in New York. Annie, what are you seeing out of Sydney?
You know, we're seeing a lot of people want to follow the story through social media because social media updates so quickly. So we're seeing photos. We're seeing reporters on the scene. We're also seeing hashtags emerging like Pray for Sydney. We're also seeing a hashtag I'll ride with you, which is a hashtag that's pushing tolerance for the Muslim community.
Tell us more about this because it sounds like an incredible story. We've been reading reports that a woman was riding on a bus and noticed a woman who was obviously a Muslim woman. She had a head covering and she started taking the head covering off and the woman spoke to her. What happened?
So this woman shared the story on Facebook about riding the train with what she presumed was a Muslim woman who took off her headscarf. And after the woman got off the train, the woman who's telling the story followed her and told her, you know, don't take it off. You can wear it. I'll ride with you.
And we should say the thinking was that the woman, the Muslim woman, was hearing about the hostage taking and became afraid that she'd be identified, you know, as a Muslim in a negative way.
Right. And so this story started spreading on Facebook. And of course, anything that spreads on Facebook ends up on Twitter as well. And it sparked the hashtag, I'll ride with you. So we're seeing people in Australia share the hashtag saying, you know, this is a thing of tolerance. We want all the Muslim community to feel welcome on public transportation. We see people posting their bus schedules and saying, if you're on this bus, look for me, I'll ride with you.
Well, it's really quite something. A very small Muslim community in Australia, and yet people reaching out to them. We're also seeing tons of reporting on Twitter. We're following a reporter at Channel 7, at Chris Reason 7, because the reporters are right there and tweeting it in time, too.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we see with social media and these big news events now. It used to be the reporter would go, and then later in the day they would file their story, of course, as quickly as possible. But now we see them updating their story as it's unfolding. This is how modern news happens.
Well, so that's the news from Australia through social media. But the same could be said about another story here in the U.S. We saw the march over the weekend, the Justice for All march. This is a story that really in its latest chapter began in Ferguson, Missouri, and grew on social media. But tens of thousands of protesters across the country marched, speaking out against what they saw as police violence after the deaths of Eric Garner and Michael Brown. Here's some sound from the New York City march. You saw this on social media?
So we saw not only reporters and journalists from inside posting their Vines and Instagrams live, but we also saw people that were participating sharing their experiences.